Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. We're also brought to you by Houseboats.com, your home for houseboat rentals on Shasta Lake. Today we talked to a couple of Giants right-handers, Chris Stratton, who is vying for either a spot in the Giants rotation or as a long man in the bullpen, and Mark Melancon, who wants to get back to top condition as the closer again. But first, I want to tell you about our favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your two-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information. Let's get to the conversation with Chris Stratton, who I talked to at Media Day in San Francisco just prior to spring training. And he has pitched well of late in spring training on Monday, going four innings, giving up just one run against the Dodgers. Here's the chat I had with him back in February. Chris, as you look back on last year, lots of development for you. So what was your judgment of the season, and what do you want to try to improve on?
Consistency. I think it's pretty simple, and that's just the easy way to put it. I think I had some really, really good games and I had some really bad games, and I think Boach, he wants to know what he's getting every day. So, and that's what I want every day, is I need to know what I'm going to be able to go out there and be capable of. So I just think I need to work on being a little more consistent and just being better, especially with the bad games, you know.
How did it test you mentally, the ups and downs of the game? Because certainly, you know, you had a lot of highs and lows.
It's tough, you know. I think baseball is a lot more mental than I originally thought when I was younger, especially just going out through this full season. I think something I really need to work on was some mechanics, and that's something I really focused on this offseason, just playing catch and even trying to get into throwing. So hopefully that translates over well this year.
Tell us about working on the mechanics. How much of that is you on your own, just having that feel of it, and then having a pitching coach? And I know you worked a little bit last year with Ryan Vogelsong, and that kind of clicked for you. I would imagine that doesn't always happen. It doesn't always click with every pitching coach that's trying to fix a part of your mechanics.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that, you know, a coach or anybody that's helping you with analytics, they're giving you the best information that they can, and I try to be a sponge and soak it all up, and you got to filter out what works for you and what doesn't work for you. So I think it took a little time to try to, like I said, to figure that out, and I think I had a good plan going into this offseason, and hopefully it translates well.
What about in spring training? Do you feel like it? You know, you don't want to peak too soon in spring training, but at the same time, you know, you want to make sure you're throwing the ball well. So how do you judge it? What have you learned through the years about spring training?
It's tough, you know, because you want to be your best, but you also want to be your best, you know, at the very end of the season and going to the postseason. So I just think it's one of those things you kind of take it easy and work into it. And, you know, the coaches do a great job here of kind of letting you know when you're going to throw and trying to put limits on you, you know, things like that. But it's one of those things that escape when it's game time. You're going out there and doing your best and want the results, you know.
How much does it help to have, you know, experienced pitchers that you have on this team? I mean, the bullpen is loaded with them. And then in the rotation, when you have a guy like Bumgarner at the front of it, you know, helping out the younger guys. And, you know, you're sort of in the middle. You're not one of the rookie guys, but, you know, you're not one of the guys who's been around for 15 years either.
That's right, yeah. I think it's one of those things that you can learn something from Bumgarner and Shark and some of these older guys, but also can learn something from the younger guys, just how they're, you know, holding certain pitches and what they're trying to do to a hitter. So I like to communicate as much as I can and be a sponge and just try to soak it all up and figure it into my game. Yeah.
How impressive was Derek Rodriguez? I mean, that kid came up and he just looked like he belonged right away, didn't he?
Immediately. I think it's one of those things that's kind of a testament to his dad, and, you know, him playing. He's always been around it, so I think he felt really comfortable. And I think that's something that for a young guy, feeling comfortable is really hard to get early on. But he immediately was comfortable and just kind of settled in and just pitched really well for us, and hope he continues that this year.
What are you looking forward to with this team? I mean, who knows what the actual roster is going to be when you get to opening day, because there haven't been many free agents signed, but just the team as it exists as we sit here right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you look back at last year, a lot of guys think that they didn't perform as well as they could have, I think, overall. But I just think that, you know, we just, if everybody plays to their level with the talent that we have, I feel like we can really win some games and maybe turn a few heads.
You were a guy who was drafted in the first round, and it took you a little while to get to the major leagues. What can you say about that? I mean, there's a certain pressure, I guess, being that guy. Were you able to put that aside, or how did that work out for you throughout the minor league stints that you had and getting here?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. Everybody's road's different. You know, mine started off a little, you know, being drafted high. You know, everybody expects you to be really quick, but I still had a lot to learn. I was still a young pitcher in my game, and I came out of high school as a two-pitch guy, and I just had developed another pitch when I was at you know, at school right before I got drafted. So I still needed to even work on some of those pitches and just location-wise and all that and that kind of thing. So it took a little bit longer than, you know, I originally thought it would, but I'm glad to be here now and hopefully contribute well.
What does it mean to have a lot of guys that you came up through the system with, or, you know, even guys that you weren't in the minor leagues with, but they were together, and there's sort of that bonding of a team that starts in the minors and then comes to fruition at the major league level?
Yeah, it's just kind of like, you know, your brothers, your family that you've competed with in the minors. So you know what they've been through, and you know the struggles that they've had and the success that they've had in some of the lower levels. So we've definitely all been on that bus, you know, the long bus rides and the early flights and AAA and everything. So we know how hard we work to get here. And, you know, guys like Mac over here, I've been with him the whole time. So, you know, just hopefully everything, like I've said, comes into fruition and then we win some games, you know.
Before I let you go, Major League Baseball is talking about a bunch of different possible rule changes, and one of them is to put the designated hitter in the National League. Now, I'm not in favor of that. I can imagine, I'll just take a wild guess, that Madison Bumgarner is not in favor of that, but I'm curious what you feel about it and maybe some of your other National League pitcher friends.
Well, I will never claim that I'm a hitter. You can put that on record, but I mean, I think it adds a new dimension to the game, and, you know, I actually enjoy it. I think it helps, you know, Bochy has to maneuver, you know, putting certain people in the lineup, and late hitters can, you know, give you a chance to win the game. So I actually like the NL over the AL, but, you know, they'll do what they want to do, and, you know, we're just going to have to deal with it, I guess. Yeah.
How much do you work on hitting, whether it be off-season, spring training, or even during the season? There's not a lot of time to work on it, so how much do you do it?
We work on it a lot, surprisingly a lot. It's, you know, when we get to spring training, we immediately start hitting BP, and it's one of those things that a pitcher can really change the game. You know, when we come up to bat, you know, and there's nobody on, everybody's like, all right, well, the pitcher's up, you know, he's about to be out. But, you know, you get some runners on and be able to move them over with some bunts and, you know, just put the ball in play and give your team a chance. I think it can really change some games.
I was going to say, if you're a good bunter, then you're really helping your team.
Yeah, and I think that's something that early on we had some young guys and we kind of struggled with that. And I think as the year progressed on, you know, I think we did a lot better at it. So I think it's something that we'll focus on in spring training and we'll be ready to go.
All right, Chris, hey, thanks a lot for the time. Good luck this season.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Giants right-hander Chris Stratton. We'll talk to Mark Melancon right after this. If you're thinking about a fun vacation, how about renting a houseboat on beautiful Shasta Lake? That's right, just go to houseboats.com, where they offer houseboat vacations on Shasta Lake. They also rent cabins as well as wakeboard, day cruising, fishing, pontoon, and party boats. Food and beverage service, fueling, brand name clothing, souvenirs, and a grocery store are all available at their modern marinas. Jones Valley Resort and Silverthorn Resort are the premier boating destinations on Shasta Lake, and houseboats.com will set you up there. Houseboats.com has the best service, the best boats, and the best locations. Call 877-468-7326 or go to houseboats.com today. Mark Melancon is hoping for his first healthy season as a San Francisco Giant. I had a chance to chat with him at length at Media Day in San Francisco just prior to spring training.
Well, Mark, as you prepare for this season, you know, coming in healthy, how important is that, just, you know, mentally more than even physically, to know that you're coming into the season and, you know, you've got health on your side this time?
Yeah, I'm really excited because this is the first time in 2 years where I felt, you know, 100%. So coming in fresh start, spring training, and feeling good is a huge relief, really.
How did it affect you as far as the prep, you know, when you pick up a baseball, how much you're throwing? I mean, did you have the same kind of program you had before you got hurt?
I had the same program, but I went a little bit slower, just, you know, a week or two slower, just to make sure that didn't rush into it and make sure, you know, everything is good. So it's really critical early on in your throwing program to not rush yourself, and that goes for anybody, but especially coming off, you know, an injury or whatever. So that was all that we did differently, I'd say. Yeah.
How much did it test your resolve to have to go through what you've been through? Because, you know, you go through a career as a young player and, you know, you're not hurt and, you know, everything's great and you're pitching well. And then all of a sudden you have to deal with this.
Yeah, it really – I've never gone through anything. You know, I've had surgery when I got drafted, but that was, 14 years ago, you know. So totally different circumstances and – I'd never been on the DL prior to this, so it was a tough road, you know. You have to really dig down and fight through some things that you've never had to.
I think as a team too, that you know, there are plenty of players that you could sort of empathize with because there were so many injuries on this team and there was so much talent on the roster, but this team wasn't able to perform the way it would like.
Right. Yeah. It was you know, up until about September, we were a 500 team and you know, injuries just took their toll over the course of the season, and unfortunately, you know, it got to us. But new year, and I'm excited about our roster.
How about your role? I mean, you've been closer in the past. Last year was a little bit more of a mix. I mean, Will Smith's closing out games. You're certainly obviously capable of doing that, but do you concern yourself with what the role is, and does that affect your spring training preparation?
Well, you know, I'm going into it thinking I'm the closer. So, you know, I think that's the best fit for me. I think that's where I, you know, if I could be in that role, I think it would set up the bullpen really well. But, you know, Will did a great job, and he's very capable of doing it. Likewise, Tony Watson and some other guys. So, you know, that's the good thing, and I think it's a real staple on our club right now is the bullpen. I think we have a lot of really good arms. So whatever happens, it's going to shake out well. And we got to, you know, not just quality guys, but good arms and good camaraderie too.
Outside of just stuff, what do you think makes you successful as a closer? Because there's a lot of the mental part that really goes into that job.
Yeah. It's I don't know if I have an exact answer for that. I think it's the ability to – you know, really focus on one pitch and being goal oriented and you know, in small segments. You know, pitch by pitch, you really got to be aware of the situations. You got to be, you know, it's at any point in time, one pitch can make the difference in the game. So. I enjoy that. I thrive on it. And, you know, if something does go bad, you got to figure out how to fix it and, you know, get yourself out of a situation. So those are all things that you learn to kind of go in stride and be a little bit almost naive to sometimes. Yeah.
I wanted to talk to you about the cutter, too, because that's a pitch that you've had a lot of success with. But does it come and go a little bit? I mean, it's so hard to totally control that pitch for some pitchers. Where did it stand with you, you know, last couple of years versus in the past?
Yeah, it's I guess it's ebbed and flowed a little bit for me as well. It's all about hand positioning and arm slot, and then it comes down to feel like any pitch, but the first two are, you know, hand position is huge, and if you start throwing other pitches or arm slot changes at all, it can really mess with that pitch. But your natural delivery has a lot to do with it too, and myself having a high delivery, it helps create that pitch. But, you know, it's something you always got to work on, too. It's not like where in the past for me it's kind of came natural and then it kind of went away for a little bit. But, you know, the last bit of last year and this offseason, it's felt good. So I'm really happy, yeah.
Well, the player who really sort of brought that into Major League Baseball, Mariano Rivera, of course, is going to the Hall of Fame, unanimous choice. And that pitch for him, I mean, that was everything for him. I'm curious when you started throwing it, what, you know, reason you had to start throwing that.
Right. Well, I was fortunate. I got to be in the bullpen with Mariano and watch him on a day-to-day basis. And at the time, I did not have the pitch in my repertoire. But I would watch, like everybody did, I would watch him extremely close, and I'd pick his brain. And I'm not sure he always gave me the true grip that he threw, but he was very helpful for me, and I've talked to him since about it. And, you know, it came to me when I got traded from the Yankees over to the Astros, and Brandon Lyon, who was a veteran, threw it as well. And so him and I would play catch at 60 feet, and just he would teach me kind of the rotation that I want to have out of it. And I didn't use it in a game for a long time because we would work on it in flat ground and playing catch, you know, at 2:30 in the afternoon. So I got that down, and then eventually I got to throw it in a game halfway through 2011 with the Astros. And my whole mentality was just throw it on the black, and if it happens to move, great. If it doesn't, it's a four-seam strike. And, you know, over time, the feel and everything mixed with that arm position and hand slot, it started to take place. And you can see the pitch start to form, you know, week after week until 2013 when I was with Russ Martin, who had caught Mariano, and he said, you know, this pitch is really a good pitch. Let's use it a lot, and let's make guys beat us. You know, so we're going to use it till they beat us. And you know, that's when I kind of took off with the cutter.
Yeah, you know, a lot of fans don't realize the relationship, the pitcher catcher relationship, how important that is. So now that you've been in a Giants uniform for a little while here, Buster Posey, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, how that relationship has developed and what he means to what you're doing out there.
Yeah, Buster's so poised out there. It's fun. You know, there's never a big situation when you're out there with him. It's I always feel comfortable and just, you know, he's always got your back. So it's great. It's everything that you want out of that relationship.
You know, you're talking about the cutter, and the curveball is a pitch that I remember, believe it or not, I watched you in college. I remember watching from behind the plate, and that curveball was just something special. When did you start with that, and how much was that sort of your meal ticket early in your career?
Yeah, that's always been my out pitch, and I've always had a good curveball, and I think it's partly because of my arm slot being over the top, being able to get that 12-6 rotation straight over the top, and trying to make the ball drop straight down, which is, you know, oftentimes for guys it's hard to do just because of the arm position and the arm slot. So I was taught at 14 years old how to throw the curveball, and they wouldn't let me throw it prior to that due to arm injury, and I'm thankful they didn't. But my pitching coach was a former major league pitcher, Bruce Egloff, and he taught me the grip and kind of the steps leading up to the actual full delivery of a curveball. You know, kind of basics and getting that rotation down, flipping it in your hands, and knowing what to look for. You know, as a young kid, you don't always know what to look for, what it's going to turn out to be. But he taught me that ahead of time. And so every time I threw it, I knew exactly what I was looking for. And it came to me fairly easy, but I continue to work on it, and the mix of those two things have created a really good out pitch for me. Yeah.
14 years old, you know, that makes me think of just the pure joy of baseball. And I know you still love the game, and everybody here does, but when there's so much pressure on you guys and expectations and all that, how do you get that mix, that balance of, hey, I really love this game, I enjoy it, yet I know I have to perform, and, you know, there's 40,000 people in the stands that, you know, want me to get these last three outs?
Yeah, well, you know, the fans really help the situation in my mind. No matter if you're home or away, it's fun on both sides. And it kind of brings that atmosphere alive. But it's a full-time job for sure. Like you said, it's all year round. I think I took 6 or 7 days off this year, you know, in the off season. So it's not like, you know, you don't sit back and relax too often. But I still have the love for the game. I enjoy it. The competition is what makes it all worthwhile, and the camaraderie with the guys in the clubhouse. Those two things are what keep you going, and it's something I've always dreamed about doing since I was a little kid. So how can you turn that down, you know?
Lots of new stuff here. You got a new ballpark name, Oracle Park. You got a new man running the baseball operations. What do you think the expectations are for this team, not knowing, of course, what the Giants are going to do during spring training as far as acquisitions?
Yeah, no, exciting stuff. I looked on the schedule earlier, and I saw Oracle Park, and I had no idea where that was. I was thinking, man, we're playing an away game, but it doesn't make sense. So I finally texted somebody, and they said, no, new naming rights. So it's still a little weird, right? I mean, Oracle Park just takes a little bit to get used to. But, yeah, a lot of exciting things. They're doing some great stuff. This scoreboard out here is bigger than center field. And I can't imagine what my ugly mug's going to look like up there. So,
and I would imagine that, you know, as you get another year older, preparation maybe even more keen. I mean, I know you've always been a guy who's like super prepared physically for a season, but going through the injury and everything, getting a little bit older, did that change, you know, as far as just trying to amp up for the season?
I don't think it changed anything. I think it actually, you know, I get to be more diligent on certain things and staying healthy. So it might be a blessing in disguise in that way. You know, a lot more therapy and rehab and stuff like that to help prevent injury. You know, you go through an injury and then you learn about how to prevent. So sometimes it's one step back to go two or three forward. But yeah, no, still, you know, a very strict routine and regiment. So it's good from that point.
Mark, thanks so much for the time. Hope you have a great year. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Mark Melanson. Want to thank him and Chris Stratton for joining us here on Inside China Basin. Our spring training coverage continues next week. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening on thesportsvirus.com.